Welcome to the Dopamine Pursuit Podcast, a podcast for ambitious people in the pursuit to hit new and extraordinary levels in life, a space where we learn to break our negative addictions and our negative patterns and pursue healthier habits and healthy doses of dopamine while living a more purposeful life. We are here to uncover practical strategies, inspiring stories, and expert insights that will empower you to pursue your dreams and make them a reality. We are talking all things from business, leadership, marketing, investments, health, and relationships. So you'll want to grab your coffee and get comfortable as we push ourselves to grow by being uncomfortable. This is the Dopamine Pursuit Podcast. Real quick, before we dive into today's show, there's one super simple way that you can help support our show, and it is by hitting the follow button at the top of the podcast page. This helps us in more ways than I can begin to explain, and it allows me to show up with you week after week and do what we do. Thank you so much for supporting us, and I hope you enjoy today's episode. Hello, my friends. In today's episode, we are going to be talking about marketing, and the strategies I'm going to share with you are going to be extremely useful for you no matter what stage of ideation or where your current business is. Whether you're at the inception stage of launching your business, envisioning a future venture, or ready to launch soon, or maybe even just seeking to revamp and enhance the marketing and branding of your existing business, this episode is going to be beneficial to all stages. In our latest episode, we explored clarity on branding, gaining a thorough understanding of our brand identity as a business, and we clarified who we are verbally, visually. We clarified our value that we're offering and defined our target audience and strategized how to enhance and communicate our value proposition. Now that we are armed with a clear vision of our brand, it's time to shift our focus to marketing it effectively. So in today's episode, I will be sharing strategies, formulas, and pre-launch preparations with you, as well as a bit of secret sauce that most creators will not share with you, how they are able to automate and duplicate themselves after they have launched and to reach a wider audience for more customers, more consumers, whatever it is that they need, more followers, without spreading themselves thin. So we'll be introducing you to tools and systems to potentially automate parts of your marketing efforts and possibly outsource tasks to free up your time to focus on other tasks to duplicate and potentially expand your reach. In marketing, there is a four-step process that I follow when it comes to launching any business, opportunity, or new offering that I'm sharing with my audience. And again, you can follow this exact formula for relaunching or revamping your business. Don't underestimate the power or freedom of relaunching and revamping at any point in time with your business. You can add a little bit of a pizzazz following this formula. And it's not like you have to get a new logo and create a whole identity, but you can get clarity and you can follow the formulas in the last episode and in this episode to kind of just bring more life into your brand wherever it is currently at. So this four-step process, it goes as follows. It's broken down into four phases. So phase one is the preliminary rollout. This is the pre-launch before the pre-launch, the pre-pre-launch, essentially. This comes first. It is very important to have the preliminary rollout, and I'm going to dive deep into each of these phases. Then there's phase two, which is the actual pre-launch. Phase three is the launch, and then phase four is the post-launch optimization, which is where we practice sustainment and systemization. So now let's go through these. Phase one of your marketing plan, the preliminary rollout. Behind the scenes, this is the time period that we are getting our brand together and getting super clear. However, in this phase, while I'm doing a lot of the back end and preparation work, I want to be promoting as quickly as possible to build anticipation and to build an audience and to build excitement. But I want to do this without giving away what it is exactly that I'm doing in this preliminary rollout. So before I enter into phase two, which is the pre-launch, or phase three, which is the launch, I want to have a solid 1 to 2 months of finished content. I want my game plan finished. And the majority of everything that the business is going to roll out on launch, I want to already have that prepped out. That way, when I'm in those phases, I'm not scrambling to get stuff done on a time crunch and running around to reach deadlines and stressed out last minute to make launch dates, but it's well prepared and I'm just promoting and building the audience and the reach. So the preliminary rollout is where I'm doing a ton of the behind the scenes work and getting everything all set up. But simultaneously, it is also meant to slowly introduce that something is coming while I get everything in order. Before I go into phase one, I've obviously already done the branding aspect, which was everything in the last episode. I understand my brand, my business, the identity of my brand, the identity of my customer. All of that is very clear to me. And if you are not clear on that, go back to that episode to get clear. But in phase one, I begin by first brainstorming what can I offer that is either a giveaway or a freebie to start trickling people into a funnel. So we talked a little bit about this as well in the last episode. Your starting funnel is going to be that you offer a freebie, something of value to them. And in order for them to access that freebie, they give you your email. They're essentially signing up for your mailing list and then you email them the valued product. You want to, if you haven't already, to be building an email list for your brand or for your business as quickly as possible. Email lists are one of the most crucial aspects for any business owner because it's the one thing that cannot be taken away from you, unlike your social media platforms, which absolutely can be taken away from you at any given moment. At any moment, Meta could shut down Instagram, Facebook, Threads, TikTok could be banned. There's a million things that can happen in social media. And just like that, in the blink of an eye, your hundreds of followers or thousands of followers or maybe even millions of followers, poof, they're gone. And that's your community. It's completely gone. It's ripped away from you. And how are you going to access those people and bring that community to your new platform or your new way of communication if you have not been building an email list for you to be able to contact them? So if you haven't started this already, you're going to start this today. And it's very simple to do, but it's going to be a big focus of phase one, preliminary rollout, as well as phase two through four. And it's also going to be a necessary tool throughout the rest of time that you're going to utilize. But in phase one, we want to be collecting as many emails as possible to get us started. So how do we do this? In order to build your email list, the first thing you want to do is you're going to make a landing page. You can do this through a website like MailChimp. That's what I use. I have a landing page that is also connected through one of the websites of one of the businesses I own. And this is just a very simple way that I send out all of my marketing or friendly update emails. I like MailChimp. I like its templates. I like that it's very customizable and I like its features, but there are other websites and apps that I've tested out as well. Flowdesk is a super popular one right now. And in my podcast launch, which is the most recent business launch I've done for a business in the beginning, I was using the app Unfold, which is an unusual place that you would collect emails, but they do have a feature. I think it's a paid feature, actually. I'm not sure exactly how much it was, probably like around $5, $10 a month, but you can create a landing page for your audience. And on my landing page, it was basically sign up for an email and you'll get these freebies when they roll out. I don't have the freebies prepared now, but as soon as they come, you will have first access and you're going to have first access to knowing what my new launch is all about. Make sure you sign up for this list. And then it had also my links for things like my Amazon link, my Work With Me link, my favorite product links, my Revolve links. So that's what I was using in the beginning. Then I switched back to MailChimp, which I had been using in years past. But what was nice about Unfold is I was able to just export all of the emails and the contacts that I had acquired in the time period that I had that as my link in my bio. And I just exported them and I was able to upload that into MailChimp. So the one thing about Unfold is it isn't a service where it's going to be emailing out marketing templates for you. I don't believe it has that feature. So if you are going to be using it, you would have to export it as well. So I actually don't even really suggest that, but it is just an option if you need to put out just a quick link in the bio. Also, there's Stand Store, which is a popular one. I don't know if that they have templates and marketing emails that you could send out, but I think that you are able to collect emails through that. So it might be wise to just skip straight to the platform that you're going to be sending newsletters and emails from. So something like Flowdesk or MailChimp. And again, if you aren't sending emails out anytime soon, you don't really have the ideation of what your business is going to be, or you're not anywhere near that step, it doesn't matter. You still want to be collecting emails. Let's say you're going to be writing a book in 10 years. Collect emails now. It just makes everything so much easier, because when you are ready to share the product, or when you're ready to share the business or whatever it is, it's a simple click and send for everyone who supports you to be able to see and access and to purchase. So back to our preliminary rollout, you just need to have a landing page that is able to collect emails for you. And for best results, there needs to be something enticing and a reason for them to sign up. What freebie are you going to give away? So if you can be specific on that, if you can create one really quick, that is going to be helpful for you. There's a million different ways that you can create freebies for your audience. And if you don't have any ideas for your specific business of what could bring value, which you should, if you went back to last episode and you followed that whole formula, then you can always just go ask ChatGPT, depending on whatever your niche is and whatever your brand is that you've already identified. And you can type to ChatGPT something along the lines of, you are a marketing expert. This is the brand identity. So you describe your brand identity, you describe what your mission is, what the offering is. And then after you're done describing it, you say, please give me 10 different ideas for freebies that I can create to help build my email list. And then ChatGPT will then spit out those ideas to you, or whatever ChatGPT spits out, it might actually just spark something within you for an idea that you have within, just by bouncing it with the AI. Side note, if you aren't utilizing ChatGPT, it's 2024. Let's get with the program, start utilizing it, and make sure you are using a free version. I've heard of people paying for it, and you can get ChatGPT for free. I've saved it as a thumbnail, like an app on my phone, and it's literally pinned at the bottom. And I ask ChatGPT questions all day, every day. I've learned so much from it, and it's helped me tremendously in business as well. Now that you have ideas for what the freebie is going to be, you can also ask ChatGPT to help you create the freebie. So let's say it's a beauty product quiz or a guide to fashion pairing, whatever it is, ChatGPT can help you create the freebie. Or you can also go on websites like Upwork or Fiverr, and you can hire someone for $10 to $15 an hour that will help you create the freebie. One of my freebies is a workbook that me and my Angel podcast assistant put together, and you can actually access those by checking out the first three episodes. There's more information there. But she did all of the design for them, and then she just utilized my mind. So she put my vision and my words onto a 20 to 30 page beautiful workbook using Canva, where I can go in and I can edit and I can review. So it was pretty much all of my thoughts, everything that I wanted to have laid out, and then she put it into the visual workbook for me. Another way you can utilize ChatGPT is after you explain your business that you're launching and or your brand, as well as your freebie, ask ChatGPT, please give me a list of 50 different content ideas or topics to share my freebie, and to vaguely hint at my business that will be launching without giving away what is launching. Boom. There you go. Now you have a ton of content ideas for your preliminary rollout, and you can repeat that question in the pre-launch and the launch phase as well. And now all you have to do is create and post the content. So once you have your freebie created and your landing page to collect emails and build your community, you can now begin vague posting for your preliminary rollout phase. So to recap phase one, we are number one, getting creative and identifying what our freebie is going to be. Number two, we are creating that freebie. Number three, we are building a landing page, and that should take you no longer than an hour. That landing page should be very simple, so don't get into the weeds with that. And then number four, we are going to collect as many emails as possible. And number five, we are going to tease. And while we're teasing, there's always going to be the call to action to sign up for the mailing list. But the hinting process, again, we are going to be as vague as possible. And actually, in this preliminary rollout phase, we don't even need to identify what the freebie is. We can just say, trust me, you want to sign up for this. This is going to be something you absolutely do not want to miss out on. Or you can get creative with the copy. Again, you can utilize ChatGPT for the copy if necessary, however you want to do it for your preliminary rollout phase. But really, the promotional content can be anything. It's very vague. It can be a picture of anything. It could be a picture of you. It could be a picture of a palm tree with text over it. So for example, in my preliminary rollout phase, I was pre-launching my podcast. That's my most recent business that I launched. So we'll talk about that and use that as an example. But I did a picture in black and white of my two friends hanging curtains to block out the lighting in the podcast studio. And it is super random and super off the wall. And then I wrote, big things are coming. Make sure you are signed up for the email list to be the first to know what we're even doing here. Super random, super simple. But same thing when I hired someone to help put together the furniture for the podcast studio. I took a quick video of him doing it and I said, I can't wait to share what we are doing in here and what is even going on. Make sure you're on the email list. You'll be the first to know. And there's going to be giveaways that are happening for the people that are on this list. Don't miss out on what's to come. So not the most mind-blowing copy. I'm sure you and AI can come up with something better, but the point is it was just very random post and very sporadic. I could have taken a picture of my coffee and said, I need so much more of this lately. The grind doesn't stop. Absolutely ecstatic to tell you soon what is about to drop. So make sure you sign up for my email list because my email list will be the first to know. With that being said, you do need to make sure that you are, of course, following through on that. If you do say something like that, then yes, you do need to have your email list be the first to know as soon as you're ready to make the actual announcement. So just something to keep in mind. If you say that, make sure you're delivering on it, keeping your word. It's very important for your overall brand trust. Trust is everything when it comes to branding, marketing, really all things business. So preliminary rollout, we are doing a ton of very vague, no information and collecting of emails while also in the process of beginning to prepare everything that is on our to-do list to launch this brand. So ideally, the preliminary rollout phase, it's probably going to be 2 weeks minimum. And then I would say maybe around 4 to 8 weeks max. You can push it to be a little bit longer, but 4 to 8 weeks is pretty good. And posting daily or every other day, depending on what your normal cadence is, you don't want to go from 0 to 100. And you can post in different ways. So make sure you're doing a reel. Don't make it a super long video, long form content. Nobody wants to watch a 30 minute video or a 10 minute introduction. Make it a reel so it can have the chance to go viral. That's a minute and a half video. So a reel, you can do a carousel, which is 4 to 5 just still pictures, one static photo, posting on your stories. Remember, different people are going to see those different areas that you are posting on. It just depends on the algorithm. So make sure you are mixing it up. Whatever it's going to be, whatever feels right for you, just make sure that you're posting it in different places so it's visible and that you are posting consistently. Consistency is always favored by the algorithms. We'll go into that more on the social media episode. But now let's dive into the meat and potatoes, which is going to be the pre-launch and then the launch. So next up is phase two. We are moving into the actual pre-launch. So by now you have booked your photo shoot, or hopefully you've already completed it and gotten your photos back and you're already in the process of creating most of your marketing materials. You probably created your brand board and now you have your brand templates that you're able to begin using as you begin the promotion. If I'm talking a foreign language to you right now and you want to dig deeper on this, make sure you are going back and listening to the episode on branding. So in the pre-launch phase, typically, this is up to you, but typically you're going to announce what is coming so you can start building more anticipation. And this pre-launch phase, I would say, should go anywhere from 4 to 8 weeks. And I would say 6 weeks is kind of the happy spot. And we want to have that last week be super relaxed, super enjoyable for you. The week before the launch and the actual launch, you're not going to be wanting to be running around and getting all of the things done last minute. This is where I want you to be sitting back and enjoying the fruits of your labors as you see everything unfold and the numbers begin to climb. And so many people make this mistake and they procrastinate and they're like, oh, I have so much time. And then they find themselves in a scramble during this period for not following a strict schedule for preparation. So don't be so many people. Make sure you are following everything you need to get done and sticking to a schedule. And just so you know, I've been so many people myself. I've been there, so there's no judgment there. But just a word of advice from someone that has lived in the scrambled and regretted not moving faster sooner when it comes to the preliminary rollout and the pre-launch. So in this pre-launch, this is as much of a preview and hinting as possible visually without just putting it all out there. So there's going to be three sub phases within the pre-launch phase, which you will recognize the sub phases from the branding episode. The sub phases are going to be sub phase one, verbal, sub phase two, visual, sub phase three, valuable. So if I'm running my pre-launch for 7 weeks, the first 2 weeks would all be verbal. The next 2 weeks, which would be weeks 3 and 4, would be verbal and visual. And then weeks 5 and 6 would be verbal, visual, and value, value, value. So the 7th week, remember, this is where we just let the anticipation unfold and we're letting it simmer. And we are manually contacting as many people as possible in our community to get them prepped for actual launch day and what is coming. So what does phase two look like? This is going to be different business to business, depending on what your goal, what your product, what your opportunity, what your brand, whatever the business is. But to give you a business example so you can kind of see the process all the way through while I take you through it, let's use my podcast launch since that's one of my most recent business launches. So weeks 1 to 2, we're focusing on sub phase one, verbal. Everything is verbal. So what are we doing? First and foremost, since we already promised that they would be first to know, we are emailing out to emails I collected so far what is coming. So now that we are in the phase two of letting people know what we are doing, we can tell, surprise, you guys get to be the first to know a podcast is coming. This is what it's about. Then I'm on social media explaining what was coming. I'm talking on all platforms. I'm writing out what is in my heart when it comes to this project. I'm putting it on threads. I am telling everyone how this dream came about, how it can help them, and why they should care. I'm also going to be sharing a giveaway. You don't have to do this, but this is highly beneficial when doing a launch because it draws attention and you could do something like tag 3 friends and now you're drawing to a different audience. But I was sharing a giveaway and verbally going over the details of how this giveaway was going to happen, and that giveaway directly aligned with my launch day goals. So for me in particular, my giveaway, which is being announced shortly, it was a long span of time that they had to tag 3 friends on that specific post. They needed to sign up for my marketing list. They needed to leave a podcast review on Apple, which the more reviews you get in the first few days, the higher you're going to shoot up on your algorithms and rankings. So that is very important. And then they also had to follow the show as well as my personal account and the podcast account. So it was bringing followers to the show, which is very important for the show's algorithms. It was bringing followers to the social media channels, bringing people to my marketing list. It was accomplishing a bunch of things, but also in doing all those things, I had a high value giveaway. I was giving away a MacBook Air. So if you're asking a lot, you probably need to be giving a lot. It really just depends on what you are going to be giving away. If you're only giving away a pair of headphones, maybe ask for like 1 to 2 things. Follow the show and make sure you're on the marketing list would be an example. And whatever the metrics are, make sure you're able to track it. I'm verbally talking about this giveaway nonstop, putting it in everyone's mind and getting them started and completing the metrics. So they couldn't follow the show yet because I hadn't launched, but they could sign up for the mailing list and tag their 3 friends. So I was getting that all rolling. I'm also in the sub phase. Is one verbal, making sure I'm emailing, texting, DMing, calling as many people as I know to let them know what I'm doing and how it can help them, why they should care, and then giving them a call to action, which was usually sign up for the mailing list so you know when and what is happening. So I had all my best friends, hey, I haven't seen you sign up for the mailing list yet. Don't you let me make sure you're signing up. I want you to see it. And they're doing it because they're supporting me, but I want them to see what's happening and more eyes on it. And then as they see the value, they're going to want to share it with the people that they love and care about as well. So I'm telling anyone and everyone, while simultaneously in this pre-launch phase, I'm continuing to work on the behind the scenes stuff of writing, recording, photo shoots, building content templates for future social media. I'm learning how to do the equipment. I'm editing. I'm learning the recording tools. So remember, there's so much to do in a launch. So make sure you're taking all of the aspects of your business into account when planning out your timeline and your launch dates and how long your preliminary rollout will be, because that's where you want to be getting the big chunk of all of the work done, and then how long your pre-launch will be. So all of that stuff needs to be taken into consideration and then kind of laid out on a calendar. Now we have just wrapped the first 2 weeks of the pre-launch, and now we're going into weeks 3 and 4, which is going to be sub phase 2, verbal and visual. So I continue to verbally promote it, and now I'm sending out some visual stimulation of what this is going to look like and really giving visual to what this brand is. So for me, that included weekly newsletters with updates, sneak peeks, sharing photos from the photo shoot, talking to the newsletter as if I was texting my best friend. I was talking on my story, showing my face more now, showing excitement, explaining again and again what is happening. And by the way, if you feel like you are repeating yourself, trust me, you're not as repetitive as you think. Not that many people are paying as close attention as you think they are. You're just clicking through. So sharing on all platforms and repeating your message, don't feel bad for doing that. Trust me, people want to hear what you have to say. And the people that don't, like, you don't need them there anyways. It's fine. Move along. Additionally, in this verbal and visual phase, I'm now launching the social media handles and the brand's social media pages, from Facebook community group, the Instagram page, the threads, the TikTok. And I'm moving people to the new call to action of follow these pages. And I'm just providing little things here and there. So just visual things, not so much of the value yet. I'm still getting everything prepped week 3 and week 4, but visual, what the brand looks like, the brand's colors, what's coming. And then I'm asking my friends to mention it and share the page too for more visual, as well as slowly dropping visual templates from the photo shoots or sneak peeks of the products, but still keeping it slightly vague until sub phase 3, where we drop all the value bombs. So at this point in the pre-launch, most of the video shooting for the actual podcast had been completed, and I've moved into the editing phase. The content reach out strategy for the next 1 to 2 months after launch is already planned. So I'm thinking ahead for the episodes after launch and the tasks for the months 1 through 3 after launch, and beginning those planning efforts now that we are 3 weeks away from the actual launch. And this is really important to do, because you don't want to just launch and then be like, okay, now what? Now I have to carry out this brand and be piled with a bunch of work for everything that this brand is entailing. You want to have a backlog of episodes or product launches, whatever it is that you're doing, already in the pipeline to roll out, and already have your scheduled calendar for when you are going to be dropping it. That is your sub phase 2. Now we're moving into weeks 5 and 6, which would be sub phase 3 of verbal, visual, and value. So this is where we start to drop the value in the pre-launch, and we are dropping as much value as we can. This is why everyone needs to tune in to the launch date. So we are blasting our why loud and proud to our avatar, the problem we are solving. We are sharing clip previews of some of the topics that will be covered on the podcast. We are posting extremely consistently, plus continued newsletter drops. We have maybe even launched a website if it hasn't already been launched. We are showing everybody that website. Maybe it has a blog in it that has value points on your brand or your niche. And maybe your website has offerings, freebies, previews, tons of value to access. this is being all dropped now. Maybe you have more giveaways that you're dropping. You're continuing to do a giveaway build up for the main giveaway that you're doing, and you're communicating that. And then you're unveiling as much preview as possible without giving it all away. And you're also dropping the brand value and the mission, the deep hitting home, why someone wants to pay attention to your product, why they want to show up for you, the story that is going to make them emotionally connect to what you're doing, the deeper purpose behind this project. This is where you want to launch it, because now people are really tuned in. They've been hearing it, they've been seeing it. And remember, it takes seven times to actually process things. You've said everything 70 times by this point, so they know what's going on, and now you're hitting them in the heart. They're paying attention and you're telling them this is why they need to listen. And then now we have made it to the final week, week 7. This is the week prior to actual launch. This is where we just do consistency of subphase 1 through 3, and it's on autopilot. You are just giving the verbal and visual value, value, value with your consistency, and just waiting for the moment for when you hit launch on launch day. So we have officially made it to launch day. This is our phase 3. I highly recommend using multiple devices on launch day, and also being set up a couple hours before. So if you are going to be launching at 8 a.m., be ready at 6 a.m., get everything set up, lighting, whatever it is for how you are launching. Just there's always some kind of technical difficulties or whatever it is, just be ready. And so I highly recommend using multiple devices and going live on all your social media channels. So no matter what kind of launch you're doing, or maybe it's a brick and mortar business, have someone filming you going live the first day. It'd be really cool for people to see and follow. And again, they're connecting with the brand. But going live on the social channels and recording your live reaction of how it's all going, it is such a special moment. If you have stuck to the plan and gone all in, you will see the fruits of your labors in the moments after you press launch. So following the live or alongside the live, you want to, of course, start with the email blast, letting everyone know we are live, it is going, with a link. And then you can also do a blog post with a embedded player. If you were doing a podcast, you want to make sure you're posting on social media. The still photos, the stories are real, blasting it everywhere, all channels. Make sure it's in the different areas of the social media too, so it's fully being seen. Pinterest marketing, YouTube marketing, 3 to 5 clips that you can use for TikTok reels, YouTube shorts, post them on Threads. Repurpose, 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 and then texting as many people as possible, asking for reviews, asking for follows, to share the launch, whatever your call to action is. Reach out to the people that love you and support you to boost the engagement on launch day and to boost your algorithms, and this will help your marketing reach. Now we have made it to launch week. We survived the pre-launch, we survived the launch day, and now it's time to be in launch week, where we're going to share our numbers with our audience, share updates and progress to this goal, and share how it's going. Even if it's not going great, even if you only got a couple, maybe you just did a podcast and you only got 30 listens. 30 listens is great. Imagine standing in a room of 30 people and you're speaking to them. That's exactly what's going down there. So share how it's going, share what your goal is. And now it's not your goal, it's your community's goal. And they are all sharing as well, because they want to reach that goal with you. This might also be where you want to introduce ads on this launch week. It's going to be completely different business to business, of course, but that's a whole nother episode in itself. Something else you can do on launch week, or maybe even the week after, is do something fun, like a launch party. And you can do this even on a tight budget. It could be something as simple as having a get together at your house or a friend's house, where you preview the business, the product, the offering, the launch, and you can share with them how your brand, how your business is going to help others, what your mission is, what your values are. You can just basically say everything that you've been putting out online, wrap it into a little speech, but then you can also tell your friends, your family, the people that you invite to your launch party, how they can help you. So for instance, if we're having a launch party of 50 people for my podcast launch, Everybody whip out your phone right now. We are going to follow the show and leave a review if we have not already. And share to your story. What the heck? Why not? But most of them are probably going to be sharing to their story because they're going to be sharing that they're at the party. And we'll ask them to tag the social media podcast handle, anything that they post at this party. And so again, that's another example of you don't have to do all of this stuff right away. These are things that you can do in the middle of your business. You can pick up and revamp at any time. So now we are fully launched. Now what is most important is our consistency, consistency, consistency. Consistency is what builds trust. So you don't want to just post a random clip, for instance, and then not post anything for 3 weeks. I know especially during a new business, it can be very overwhelming with everything that you might be doing, all of the hats that you're wearing, and consistency can be really hard. But this is why when you're planning your revamp or your relaunch or your launch, that it's really important that you're taking into consideration and brain dumping out everything that your launch is going to entail, and that you can make sure that you have the proper setup for getting out everything that you need to get out on your timeline, and doing that consistently from your newsletters to the social media clips. And on that note, it's very wise that you make the most out of everything that you do. So I mentioned repurposing, but if you're doing something, anything at all towards your business, film it. I mean, it could be something as simple as drawing out that mind map on your whiteboard. That is B-roll for you to use in future times or to use on your social media story. People love behind the scenes. So make sure you are repurposing your content as much as possible and creating content and just doing your everyday stuff as much as possible. You will save so much work by just repurposing. So I mentioned repurposing content earlier, but let me just break it down. An example of repurposing: this podcast alone is going to go 20 to 50 different places. So it will obviously go wherever podcasts stream out: Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio. It's going all of these places. Then I'm also going to create 4 to 5 video clips that can be put on YouTube Shorts, TikTok, Instagram Reels, Threads. Can use them in my newsletter. I'm going to send out a newsletter. The podcast episode will also eventually be on YouTube, the full edit for someone to watch. It can go on a blog. So everything I'm talking about, it can be written out blog style. And then I'm also doing Pinterest marketing, where people can come find me from Pinterest, or they can find me on Threads. And then I'm doing multiple thread posts. So maybe that's through asking questions about this episode. Maybe it is quotes from the episode. Maybe I'm posting my clips there from the episode. And right there, everything I just went over, not even to mention Facebook and the Facebook communities and stories, that's 20 different promotional content pieces minimum right from one episode that I just recorded in an hour's time. So repurpose and then ask your audience questions as well. This is a really good thing. Asking them what they think and interacting with them when they direct message you. Oh, I love that episode, or I love your product. What do you like about it? What was your favorite episode? Learn from the people who are reaching out to you what they like. I always ask for feedback, and no matter what they say, it's always going to be good feedback, because this is going to help you with your marketing in the future. So make sure you're paying close attention to what the audience is liking. And if you know something is working on social media, double down on it and do different variations of that specific post that might be working. And this is, again, where you can use ChatGPT. It can come in handy for you. So giving ChatGPT the variation of the piece of content that is working really well and having success, and asking for it to come up with similar copy or ways to repurpose that piece of content that had worked. Last but not least, this is going to be an incredible marketing tool for you. And you know I cannot gatekeep, but this is one of the best kept secrets that is slowly becoming more well known. But direct messaging automation and community automation through chatbots. So I actually have, for some of my teams, I send them a link when they join my team, and it takes them through, 100 messages of a bot I have created where it welcomes them. Do you understand? They press yes. Save my number. I have it saved. It sends them everything they need to know about onboarding into one of my businesses. And I used to, when I would onboard people into my business, I had the messages copied and pasted in my notes, and I would have to send it to them one by one. And then I was introduced to an app called Boards, which is super useful. If you don't have that app, you need it. And I would copy and paste it from there. And it would take so much of my time. Now, anyone I onboard, I send one link. This chatbot does everything for me. And then once they've gone through all of their onboarding, I have the bot direct them to texting me directly. That way I know it's complete and I am humanizing the process again. And I just skipped hours of work by having the bot work with them to get them through all of the things that they needed to get done. So the website to do this is called ManyChat, and you're able to create bots that help you. And you can do it on Telegram, you can do it on multiple platforms, but one of the main ways that you'll want to do it for your business is going to be in the Instagram DMs. And what's great about this is you're able to essentially duplicate yourself in a way to provide more value, as well as interaction in your DMs, which is very important for your algorithms. And I'll tell you why. The more people you have in your DMs, either reaching out to you or that you're interacting with, the more likely you are going to show up on their social media pages. You know, obviously, that we don't always get shown to everyone that is following us by the algorithm gods. So the more people that you can be having those conversations with, the more likely you are going to be seen on their feeds. And obviously, with all of the tasks that you have to do as a business owner, it's impossible to be in your DMs all day. So the bot helps you accomplish more of this. However, with that being said, I do highly suggest setting aside time each day to be real, to be interacting in your DMs. But again, the feedback from your consumers and your customers and your audience is going to be the most valuable feedback that you can receive. So having those conversations is very important, but you can also expand those conversations by using ManyChat. So you'll see creators do something like this a lot of the time, where they will put in their captions a call to action that says something like, comment body goals and I'll DM you my 12-week fitness program for free. That's obviously a funnel, but the bot facilitates it usually. So you comment body goals and then the bot is triggered to DM you when it recognizes those keywords on that specific post. And then it converses with you to help you get through the funnel, usually you having to give your email to be emailed the freebie while also simultaneously getting the value you want, the body goal fitness plan. So you can set up prompts with the bot to respond back and give them what they're looking for, what they need. And then you can obviously have access to these conversations as well and chime in as a real person. But now you are automating and everyone is getting what they need and they're getting that freebie and you're in people's messages and sharing values while duplicating yourself in a way. So this is a very valuable tool before your launch, but also after your launch for you to be using. And I'm going to end this episode here because there is so much we can go into when it comes to ManyChat and additional marketing tools, but I wanted to just preview it for now. And I don't want to overload you with too much because I've given you a full revamp, relaunch, or launch, pre-launch strategy when it comes to your business. And there's a lot of work for us to do if you are considering starting a business or revamping your business. So I'm so excited to hear what you think of this episode. Please feel free to share this episode with your team resources, or if there's anyone that you know that is thinking about starting a business or that needs to revamp, send this out. Help us get the word out there that the Dopamine Pursuit Podcast is where it's at. And also, if you haven't already, please leave a review. It would mean so much to me to see your review and make sure your first and last name is showing. That way I can feature you and I know where it's coming from. And at the very least, please, please, please make sure you're following the show. When you press the follow button on Spotify or Apple, it helps us in more ways than I can even articulate. And giving us that support allows us to continue to do this show and show up for you week after week and do what we do. So thank you so much for supporting. I will see you next week. My name is Kristen Slonicki, and this is the Dopamine Pursuit Podcast.